A few years ago, when I worked for a toy company as a product designer, I was lucky enough to travel by train to mainland China from Hong Kong. As I entered customs, I could see many people queuing up in long lines to enter the country. Some lines were meant for citizens returning to China, other lines for people from another country entering China for work or pleasure or to visit families. As I walked up to the counter, I saw a young woman in a customs agent uniform. Ni hao, hello, I said. Qing gai wa ni da hou shao, and she said, your passport, please. Having been told by my coworkers who worked in China and Hong Kong to respond to questions directly, almost like a script, and not to look her in the eye, I handed over my passport without comment. Then she asked me some more complicated questions through my translator. Why are you traveling to China? Who do you work for? How long do you plan to stay? For these complicated answers, I looked to my translator for help. Listening to the answers, the customs agent looked once more at my passport, work visa, and photo. Then she stamped it and handed it back to me without a word. As I rejoined my coworkers who'd been watching over me and who were already on the Chinese side, they said joyfully, "Welcome to China." In retrospect, that trip served as an entrance rite or a ritual for that stage of my life, and it would come to be a watershed moment for me, teaching me more about who I was because I didn't have the language to speak, and it opened my eyes to better perceive how others might see me based solely upon my behaviors. Today's psalm, Psalm 15, from our bulletin, served a similar purpose for the ancient Israelites in Jerusalem. Psalm 15 is called an entrance psalm, and it served as a script for entrance into the temple in Jerusalem. The ancient Israelites would travel to Jerusalem to worship at the temple, but they couldn't just walk in any more than I could walk in to mainland China. There were rituals and language and meaning to be understood and translated, and this psalm served as their script. So let's imagine we have traveled to Jerusalem to visit the temple. And just like at customs, there is someone standing at the gate, perhaps a priest or a temple official. And with today's version of Psalm 15 in your bulletin as your script, you begin by asking them two questions. O Lord, who may abide in your tent, and who may dwell on your holy hill? Now, my favorite paraphrase of the Bible is the Message. Some of you have read the Message as your preferred scripture. And the Message translates this language into a more relatable language for those of us in the 21st century. And so those first sentences that we ask the temple official or the priest, paraphrased in the Message, read, O God who gets invited to dinner at your place, how do we get on your guest list? And in response to those two questions, the priest begins to describe what a lifelong, everyday behavior would look like in Yahweh. In our bulletin, it says, those who walk blamelessly and do what is right and speak the truth from their heart. I love that, speaking the truth from their heart. Now, the Message simplifies that even further. Walk straight, act right, tell the truth. Pretty simple. I think I could remember that. Walk straight, act right, and tell the truth. Now, the next few lines of our psalm then get a little more specific about what a believer's behavior looks like, this time how it's seen with their friends and their neighbors. from our bulletin, who do not slander with their tongue, who do no evil to their friends, nor take up a reproach against their neighbors, in whose eyes the wicked are despised, but who honor those who fear the Lord. In other words, the priest was directing that they should not spread gossip or hurt one another or speak badly of one another. They should turn away from the wicked and toward those who fear God. And again, from the message, don't hurt your friend, don't blame your neighbor, and despise the despicable. Now, the next two lines refer to keeping a promise and handling money. Specifically, these verses are calling out visitors to Jerusalem about their Sunday best behavior compared to the behavior for the rest of the week. Am I speaking truth to anybody this morning? In our bulletin, who stand by their oath even to their hurt, who do not lend money at interest, and do not take a bribe against the innocent. And from the message, keep your word even when it costs you. Make an honest living. Never take a bribe. This last line from today's bulletin reads, those who do these things shall never be moved. You know, that's a little confusing, I think, with our modern sensibilities. What does it mean to never be moved? What they are referring to is it moves the meaning to behavior of tomorrow. So the reflection on our behavior in the future, telling us to go do these things, and you shall find your name on the scroll of believers. The message states it a little differently. You'll never get blacklisted if you live like this. So that trip to China happened many years ago for me, yet it still holds truth in this moment. And when it comes to Psalm 15, describing the everyday behaviors of a believer, the same is as true for us today as it was for the ancient Israelites. Psalm 15 gives us a lifetime, everyday script that describes the behaviors of someone right with God, right with their friends, their family, and their neighbors. It's like a script. So I want to change it a little bit to kind of reflect our lives, you know, in this 21st century. So when we walk up to the gate in Jerusalem and a priest or a temple official asks us a question, or we ask them a question rather, we say, my God, who is it that can spend time with you? Who might come to your house and find rest there? And then the priest will say to us, the one who walks without shame or blame, who is committed to finding justice for all people, the one who speaks the truth from their heart, the one who does not hurt others with their words, who does no evil to their neighbor, the one who does not engage in nasty gossip, the one who raises up those who fear the Lord instead of raising up the wicked among them, the one who makes a promise and keeps it, the one who gives joyously without expecting a thing in return, the one who lives without jealousy or envy of neighbor, the one who is not involved in shady deals, who doesn't give bribes or take them. And for those who do these things before God, may they never be moved away from the side of God. So in closing, as my friends did when I entered China, let me offer you a word of welcome. May the peace of the Lord be always with you and also with you.